Our Father, we thank you for a time like this. Thank you for the privilege to minister your word. Father, even as we hear your word, our heart is open to your word. Our spirit is receptive to your word. We receive your word with gladness of heart, with meekness of spirit. As we hear your word in this atmosphere, there's clarity, there is no error. In this atmosphere, in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
As we hear your word, we are edified. You are glorified. We will see ourselves in the reality of your word. And we'll walk as who we are. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So, we began on the topic, identifying the church, right? Is that what we're looking at? Okay, quickly, we're going to look at... And we made some points clear in our last service, right? So we're going to do a little recap. Our main text is on Matthew chapter 16. Let's open our Bible to Matthew chapter 16. Okay, let's rush. Matthew chapter 16. Confidence of this very thing. He who has spoken these things from the Jesus Christ. Matthew chapter 16 shall complete. Now, from verse 13. Then Jesus came to the region of Caesarea Philippi. He asked his disciples, saying, "Who do men say that I am?" Who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? Verse 14. And they said, "Some say John the Baptist, some Elijah, and others Jeremiah, and others the prophet." Hallelujah. Verse 15, he asked a simple question. He said, and he said to them, "Who do you say that I am?" Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Simon Peter answered and said, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." Hallelujah.
Amen.
Jesus answered and said to him, "Blessed are you, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood have not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven." Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Verse 18. And I say to you that you are Cephas. You are Peter. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You are Peter. So he identified him immediately. Right? You are Peter. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
And on this rock, he said, I will build my church. Funny enough, last week we saw that when he said, "I'll build my church," we're not talking about a structure. We're not talking about a church headquarters. We're not referring to building a, Now we're not referring to building a physical structure, a temple. Hallelujah. Lately, we're going to see people die to build. Commit my word, they die. They began to peddle the word of God, so as to embezzle people's money to build a cathedral. Hallelujah. But we saw last week that he said, "I'll build my church." Hallelujah. And the gate of Hades, the gate of hell, shall not prevail. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And after our reading last week, we discovered that, hey, he didn't say, "I will be building my church." That some people will gather warriors, permit the prayer warriors will gather. It's good to be taught the word of God. Hallelujah. You don't need a prayer warrior over your head. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I remember years back, I went to join a band of prayer group called Prayer Warriors. After we're done worrying for one month, I ran away. Because I know we're worrying after the flesh.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
We are all, Jesus said in Luke chapter 18, he meant us always to pray and not to faint. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Pray. So believers have been called to pray. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Okay, let's continue. He says, the gate of hell. Now, it's not something that will be happening. Somebody wants to start up a church. He said, let's pray that the gate of hell will not prevail. But I was discussing with a pastor a few days back. A pastor, well respected pastor. I don't call his name. Very well respected. He said, you know, the Lord has shown me the vision of how our new church venue is going to be like. And, you know, we started prayers. Our prayer team, I started prayer, he said. And the prayer team will be praying that the gate of hell will not prevail. And I was like, woohoo. Well, in my heart, I just said, wow. I said, God will do it. I said, God will do it. Everybody said, yes, God will do it. The gate of hell will not prevail. No. When you take a scripture out of context, you can give it any meaning that is not what it meant. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, when Jesus said, we established the fact that when Jesus said, I'll build my church and the gate of hell will not prevail, he was referring to at his resurrection, we could now read, I have built my church, right? And the gate of hell did not prevail. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's not something that will keep reoccurring. I will show it from the scriptures. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Now, when you use the word church, church means ecclesia, which means the called out ones. We're not referring to a building, but referring to those that will be called out. He said, the sun shall follow them that believe. The called out ones. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Now, he said, I'll build these people. He said, the gate of earth. When did he do it? When? At his resurrection, right? We discussed that, right? Hallelujah. He said, you need to be around for meetings so that you understand. And also, we have our messages. We have this message online. You can listen to it again and again and again. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Remember when we started from where from 1 Timothy, I said something about people can miss the aim, right? People can miss the aim. There's a main thing. But they miss it. Erroneous gospel, erroneous teachings. That is out there. So people are now concentrating on the building rather than the main church. The church is not the building. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Well, we'll look at that better. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, when he said, I'll build my church, the word to build is the word oikodomio, which means to found, to establish. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Paul uses it to embolden, using it as to edify, to build. Hallelujah. Jude will refer to it as building of yourself in your most holy faith. To build. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Those of us who read yesterday, while we're having the study, we looked at the fact that Paul said, I've laid the foundation, right? The foundation. Let he that builds, take heed how he builds. He said he has laid the foundation, which is Christ. The foundation is the menios. Hallelujah. Which is Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So, I'll build my church, my ecclesia. He said the gate of hell, when he talks about the gate of hell, refers to the authority of the dead. Hallelujah. Hell, there means Hades, the place of the dead. You get that same word in 1 Corinthians 15, verse 55, the place of the dead. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Also, too, in Hebrews chapter 2, verse 14, let's quickly go down to Hebrews 2, 14. Oh, I don't want to read it. Okay. Get it down. Hebrews 2:14, Revelation. Find the same one in Revelation 1:18. Jesus said he has the keys of death and of the Hades. Hallelujah. He has the keys, meaning the gate of hell did not prevail over him. Hallelujah. Over him starting off the church. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God. So he did not. So don't think. And okay, Hebrews chapter 2, verse 14 tells us that he has destroyed. Okay, let's look at it now. Okay, let's look at it. Hebrews 2:14. Already there. Hallelujah.
Verse 14.
Yeah, verse
14. For as much then as he children are partakers of the flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part of the same through death, he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is the evil.
Okay, he said he might destroy
He that has the power of death. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The word to destroy is the word katagil, which means to make naught, to put away. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. To bring to naught. Hallelujah. He used the same word to in 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 9 to 10. Use the same word for several. Hallelujah. To signify something that is passing away, something that is done with. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. So he destroyed, meaning, he made Satan of no effect. Hallelujah. So that shows you, when he's talking about hell, he was referring to the gate of hell will not prevail. He's referring to the fact that the gate of hell means the authority of the dead, right? Now the word to prevail is the word katisko. Katisko means to overpower, meaning the gate of hell will not overpower. And we saw that when he died, hell couldn't hold him back. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. So I said, in the light of it, we say he has been destroyed. And the gate of hell did not prevail. Now we looked at the fact that the church he built is you, right? Right? We are the church. I would say the universal church. We're able to establish the fact that the universal church is Christ, right? So now we can kick off where we stopped. Can we kick off? All the talk I've been talking is just introduction to a review of what we've done. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So can we go ahead? Okay. Whew. It's quite a long one. 1 Corinthians. Okay. 1 Corinthians. Chapter number 12. Chapter 12. How many lots we need to look at? 1 Corinthians chapter 12. 1 Corinthians 12. Are you in there? Are you in 12? 1 Corinthians chapter 12. I want to read from verse 12. Okay, from verse 12. It says, for as the body is one and has many members, but all the members of the and all the members of that one body being many are one body, so also is Christ. This gives me an analogy here. Look at verse 13. Say, for by one spirit we're all baptized into what? One body. Did you see that? Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Whether Jews or Greek, whether slaves or free, it means Jews or Greek, it means we have sentiments. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Said, and have all been made to drink into one spirit. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Verse 14. For in fact, the body is not one member, but many. Hallelujah.
Amen.
What does this tell you? We are one with him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God. You. All of us are the church. Being the church, we are one in Christ. So that makes Christ the universal church. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He shows us also. In Hebrews chapter 12, he said, we have come into Mount Zion. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The city of the living God. He said, to an innumerable company of angels. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Is it to the church of the firstborn? To the general assembly. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We'll still look at Hebrews chapter 12 shortly. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory, hallelujah.
Amen.
Whew. Let's look at verses 27. He says, now you are the body of Christ. Now when you take the members, where we're reading from, look at verse 27. It says, now you are the body of Christ. You know, when we, next week I guess we'll be able to look at this,
from our study of the book of Corinthians, that we understand what he's talking about. He was using this to teach them law. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But let's look at what he says in verses 27. He says, now you are the body of Christ and members individually. Did you see that?
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Listen, you are the body of Christ. You are. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Ephesians chapter. Let's go to Ephesians chapter 2. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Doesn't matter the race, we are one with him. Verse 2, chapter 2, verse 11. He said, therefore, remember that you are, that you, once Gentiles in the flesh, who are called uncircumcision by what is the circumcision made in the flesh by hands, verse 12, that at the time you were without Christ, being aliens of the commonwealth of Israel and strangers from the covenant of promise, having no hope and without God in this world. Hallelujah. But now, hallelujah.
Amen.
In Christ Jesus, you who once were far off have been brought near by the blood of Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Ooh, glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Look at verse 16. Okay, let's just continue now. For he himself is our peace, who has made both one and has broken down the middle wall of separation. Some version will say partition. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Having abolished in his flesh the enmity, that is the law of the commandment contained in the ordinances. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. The law of the commandment talks about the law of Moses. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So as to create in himself a new man from the two. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Thus making peace. Verse 16. And that he might reconcile them both to God in one body through the cross, thereby putting to death the enmity. One body. Hallelujah. Verse 17. And he came and preached peace to you who were afar off and to those who were near. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Verse 18. That's the only wants to see. Hiya. He says, for through him we both have access by one spirit to the Father. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Chapter 5. Let's look at chapter 5. Discussing with them. Chapter 5, verse 29. Look at what he said. Oh, glory to God. He said, verse 29. He says, for no one ever hated his own flesh, but nourishes and cherishes it. Just as the Lord does the church. Who was he referring to as the church? Is it a building or you? Is it a building or an individual person?
Individual person.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Now, let's go ahead. For we are members of his body. Did you see that? We are members. You know, this was the same thing he told them at the church in Corinth. When they came together and they were drinking and eating and drinking anyhow. Hallelujah. And Paul said, you are not discerning the Lord's body. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now he's showing you, we are members of his body. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
So who are the Lord's body? Or who is the Lord's body? I am the Lord's body. Who are the Lord's body? The church is. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Do you understand that?
Yes, sir.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Okay, let's go ahead. Chapter 5, right? Is that where we are?
Yes, sir.
Okay, verse 30. He said, for we are members of his body, of his flesh and of his bones. Did you see that? Of his flesh and of his bones. This is who we are. We are one with him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So we are the church also. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Do you understand that? Okay, let's look at how Paul uses the word church in his writings. Let's open our Bibles to 1 Timothy chapter 3. We'll start from 1 Timothy chapter 3. Then we'll go back and back like that. 1 Timothy chapter 3 from verse 15 through 16. Let's look at the word. Let's look at how Paul uses the word church. And we can draw a conclusion. We can have witnesses to say what we want to say. 1 Timothy chapter 3.
to say what the word says. That is better off. That is not our own saying. Are you 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 15? Okay, from verse 14. And these things I write to you, though I hope to come to you shortly. Verse 15. Say, but if I am delayed, I write so that you may know how you ought to conduct yourself in the house of God. Holy cause. I said this yesterday. It means what? A family. In the family of God. It means that as believers, we are families with God. This is more wonderful. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We've got families. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Holy cause. Household. Family. You ought to behave yourself in the family of God. No wonder he says, as many as are led up by the Spirit of God, are the sons of God, the heroes of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
They're the heroes of God. Now, I mean, to be led up by the Spirit, I said, the word used is the word to be brought forth. He's talking about the new birth. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. So we are in his family. Hallelujah. And we are his house. Remember when we were discussing the Holy Spirit, our reality? Did you remember that? Hallelujah. We are his house. Hallelujah. Amen. We are his dwelling place. Meno. Hallelujah. Amen. We are his dwelling place. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, say, I am his dwelling place.
I am his dwelling place.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
We know now we are aware when Jesus said, I go to the Father, I was referring to, I come to you, right?
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. Come so hard. Go to heaven. Well, what is referring to? I'm coming to you. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
I was sorry from the light of the world. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Then I said, how you ought to behave yourself in the house of God. No, Pastor Wisdom will say from here. He said, there is what they call Christian behavior. Right? Church behavior. Christian behavior. Because we are in the family of God. I like that. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Which is, now, he's talking about the oikos of God. He calls it what? What is it? No. He said the church. The church. Which is the church. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Look at the conjunction or the preposition. Which is the church. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And we've been able to establish the truth that we are the house of God. Automatically, we are his church. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
I love that. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory, glory, glory.
Hallelujah.
Okay. Chapter 5. Okay, let's look at how he uses it. Chapter 5. Are you chapter 5? Okay, just in chapter 5, but just write it down, chapter 5, verse 16. Okay, let's read verse 16 so that somebody will just say, Pastor Smart is not one to read it. Let's read verse 16. I've said it. Now, if any believing man or woman has widows, let them relieve them and do not let the church be burdened. That it may relieve those who are really widows. Who was he referring to here? As the church. Is he referring to a building or a group of believers? A group of believers, right? Hallelujah.
Amen.
1 Corinthians chapter 14. Okay, chapter 4 first. 1 Corinthians chapter 4. 1 Corinthians chapter 4. Are you ready? Chapter 4. Are you there? Hallelujah. Okay. We read this yesterday, but we're going to look at it today. Verse 7, verse 16 through 17. Say, therefore, I urge you to imitate me. That wants to teach you how to imitate him. Verse 17. For this reason, I have sent Timothy to you, who is my beloved and a faithful son in the Lord. He will remind you of my ways in Christ, as I teach everywhere in every church. Now, this is going to shock some people. Is it referring to a building here or a group of believers? If you pick it like this from the verse I just read, Those who will say group of believers, because we read it together yesterday. Right? So you're already knowing, you're already aware of the context. Look at chapter 1 of that First Corinthians. Let's look at it well. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Look at from verse 1. It says, Paul, called to be an apostle of Jesus Christ through the will of God. And you know that. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Okay? Verse 2. To the church of God, which is at Corinth. You see, to the church of God. Is it to the building of God? To the believers who is at Corinth. Paul wouldn't be writing to a building. He was writing to believers. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He calls them in some other writing saints. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Do you understand that?
Yes,
glory to God. So, hallelujah. He already gives you his opening speech to who he's writing to. Now he says, call them also the church of God. Say, I preach in every church. In every gathering. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
We will see much more scriptures. Chapter 14. I'll just read from verse 3. And I'm going to be very fast because we could quote it unless we look at our Bibles. From verse 1. Okay, no, from verse 3. But he who prophesies speaks edification, oikodomio, and exhortation and comfort to men. He who prophesies, hallelujah, he who speaks in a tongue edifies himself, but he who prophesies edifies the building. Is that what he says? Is it building and gets edified? What gets edified? The church. Who are the church? The members, hallelujah, of his body. The believers, hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Look at verse. Look at verse 5. I wish you all spoke with tongues, but even more that you prophesy. For he who prophesies is greater than he who speaks with tongues. I told you, don't read it like that. But allow me to read it that way. Hallelujah. Unless indeed he interprets. Can you not see? Hallelujah. That the church may receive edification. Who received the edification? The believers. Not the building, but the church. Hallelujah. Are we getting the whole gist? Okay. Oh, quickly, you're going to take down these following verses. Chapter 10, verse 32. Chapter 16, verse 1, verse 19. Let's look at verses 23 of where we are reading. Look at verse 23. Aha! This is striking. Verse 23. It said, therefore, if the whole church come together in one place. Did you see this? If the whole church, if the whole building, glory to God. Can you see? Take your minds away from the building. The building is not the church. The church is you and I. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Did you get it? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Take your eyes away from the building. Hey! Some people enter some. Hey! Sweet cathedral! 10,000 seaters! Ha! Tell me why God nobody here. Come on! Hallelujah! The reason why God is there is because you are there! Hallelujah!
Amen.
The moment you leave and everybody leaves, God isn't there! Did you get that? Oh, the glory of God is in there. Let me not say heretic. Let me not make that mistake. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Okay. Do you understand that? Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Okay. I shared this with you that I have heard in churches where they fight, pastors throw blow. Daddy Gio and Mommy Gio quarrel. Daddy Gio faction fight Mommy Gio faction. You know those kind of commotion. And somebody will answer and say, ah! Disorganization, even in the house of God.
Referring to the building. Hallelujah.
Amen.
No. Hallelujah. Amen. The ones who are even fighting are the ones that are actually this. I don't know if you understand it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
A church crumbles, or maybe the foundation is not good and it collapses. And okay, what just happened last month? And people died in either Anambra State or thereabouts. People died. And people came on social media. How you write it? How did that guy even put it? I was surprised. He said, this is how you will know a fake church. That even the church collapsed. Even the church collapsed. And people died in the church. I don't know if you understand it. This is how you know fake. That's how we wrote it. How people, how they've easily taken their minds away from the reading and missed the main aim. Do you understand me? The church is not a building. Why are you going to? I'm going to church. Hallelujah. You are the church. Do you understand that? You are. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now you have somebody called the one to coin. Why are we going to? I'm going for service. Well, very soon, all those names will be coined and we have a better names for them. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Like someone said, we sing, we take offerings. Don't worry. Hallelujah. Well, look at that. Hallelujah. God will help us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Chapter 6, verse 4, quickly. Chapter 6 of that thing. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 4. Let's look at how he uses the word. Okay, yeah, I really want to look at this. Say, if you then have judgment concerning things pertaining to this life, you appoint those who are least esteemed by the church to judge. We're talking about we as the church. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Okay, let's quickly rush. Let's look at chapter. Okay. First Corinthians, right? Chapter 10. Chapter 10. Read something to us. Okay, I've read that. I've read what I want. Okay, let's just rush down to chapter 14, verse 28. First, chapter 14, verse 28. 14, verse 28. Somebody should read.
But if there be no interpreter, let them keep silent in the church. Him speak to himself.
Okay, in the church? Okay, look at verse 33.
For God is not the author of confusion, but of peace, as in the church is the same.
In the what?
Saints.
Okay, stop. Chapter 11, verse 18.
First of all, when you come together in the church, I hear that there be divisions among you.
Now, that translation, that is Old King James translation, they actually miss the word. The word that they use as in is the word here. Huh? And it's actually used for us. You know, somebody who has another translation. Maybe New King James. What's New King James? Okay, read from New King James.
So first of all, when you come together as church.
As a church, you see, us. Now, he identified them as the church. Did you get that? Do you understand that? Do you understand that? As the church. So they are the church. Now let's go ahead. When you come together as a church,
I hear that there are divisions among you.
Okay, in part, I believe.
Look at verse 17. Now, in giving this instruction, I do not praise you, since you come together not for the better, but for the worse. Meaning, when we come together as church, as the church, we are coming to get better. Did you see? Now, the writer of Hebrews saying, do not neglect the fellowshipping of one another, of brethren. Do you understand me? Do not neglect it, because when you come together, you are coming to get better. Do you understand that? You're coming to get better. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Let's open our Bibles to James 2. We find the same thing. James, you see, the apostles, if you read on through the book of Acts, they understood the fact that the church was in the building. James 2, in James chapter 5, verse 14, spoke about the elders. Let them call for the elders in the church. Hallelujah. The elders. Hallelujah. So you identify the church also not as a building. Hallelujah. But as a gathering. Believers together. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So you can decide to gather under a mango tree. We are the church.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Do you understand this? John 2, in his writing, 3 John 6 to 9, chapter 1. If you want to know, there's a chapter, chapter 1. The writer of Hebrews 2 took note of these words. The writer of Hebrews. A lot of people say it's not Paul. Let's just be hoping we will get to heaven. We'll find out. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I don't know. Hallelujah. Say it's Paul. Say it's not Paul. I strongly believe. Then Paul or someone close to Paul. Hallelujah. Chapter 2. Hebrews chapter 2. Are you in chapter 2? Hallelujah. From verse 10 to 12. For it is fitting for him, for whom all things, and by whom all things, in bringing many sons to glory, to make the captain of their salvation perfect through suffering. Verse 11. For both he who sanctifies and those who are being sanctified are of one. We are one. Hallelujah.
Amen.
For which reason? He is not ashamed to call them brethren. He is not ashamed to call them brethren. The word for brethren in the word, Adolphos. Adolphos. It means from the same source. People from the same source. In fact, if you want to get the original meaning, it means people from the same womb. Now, he's not ashamed to call us brethren. We are from the same source. Kabasha. Haya! Haya! Kabasha Talabaya! Did you get this? Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
What does this tell you? Look at that verse 11. What does this tell you? Does it not link us to what we've read before? 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 12. Does it not link you there? 12, we're members. Hallelujah.
Amen.
From the same womb. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
It takes us also to 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 17. You can read that. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Look at Ephesians chapter 5, verse 2. It's 229. Let me go to check. Okay, chapter 5, verse 2 and verse 9.
And walk in love.
Hallelujah.
As Christ also has loved us and has given himself for us as offering, as an offering and a sacrifice to God.
So I said Ephesians, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Wait, let me get there. Okay, Ephesians 2. Ephesians 5, sorry. Hallelujah. No, verses 29. He said, for no one has ever hated his own flesh. Sorry, verse 2. No one has ever hated his own flesh, but nourishes it. Nourishes and cherishes it, just as the Lord does the church. Do you see that? He calls us his members, his flesh. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And the writer of Hebrews saying the same thing, he's not ashamed to call us brethren. Hallelujah. From the same source. Do you understand me? From the same source. He is the head. We are members of his body. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Ephesians chapter 2, from verse 17 to the end. Ephesians chapter 1 from verse 17 to the end. Chapter 2 from verse 1 to 6. Hallelujah. He's the head. We're members of his body. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We are members of his body. Oh, glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hebrews chapter 12 again. Let's look at chapter 12. I said, we're welcome here. Chapter 12 of Hebrews. Hebrews chapter 12. I'm there, you're there, I'll read verse 22. But we have come to Mount Zion. I have come there. I am there now. Hallelujah. Out of the city of the living God, to the heavenly Jerusalem. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We have come to Mount Zion and to the city of the world, and is the word King or Kai. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Which is the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem. And the heavenly Jerusalem, to an innumerable company of angels, said to the general assembly and the church of the firstborn who are registered in heaven. He said to God, the judge of all, and to the spirit of just men made perfect. And all this "and" is not different places, it's the same thing, explaining all. Which is, hallelujah.
Amen.
And to Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Remember what I taught you yesterday? I said that it's in Paul's writing. Most times you see him talk about there's a short hand and there's a long hand, right? How can you remember that? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And right now we can now say we have come to Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's what we've come to. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We've come to Jesus. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Do you get that? We've come to Jesus. This is where we are. This is where we are. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So the church is not a building. In fact, the disciples, the apostles stood strongly against it. Those who call the tabernacle.
Okay, tabernacle. You know what tabernacle is called?
Those who call the auditorium where God dwells. Even Stephen spoke concerning it. The writer of Hebrews to have something to say in Hebrews chapter 8, verse 5. Then we'll look at what he said. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hebrews chapter 8. Let's look at verse 5. Quickly. I want to read. Okay. Hallelujah. Okay. I will quickly rush it. Verse 5 is what I'm going to. But he said, now this is the main point of the things we are seeing. We have such a high priest who is seated at the right hand of the throne of majesty in the heavens. Hallelujah. In the heavens. Not another planet, but where? Hallelujah. A minister of the sanctuary and of the true tabernacle which the Lord erected, and not man. Now, he's saying that there's a true tabernacle. Meaning, he's making comparison with something. And we'll get to see it shortly. Hallelujah. Well, the tabernacle is making comparison with is the Mosaic tabernacle. Do you understand? I will see it soon. Hallelujah. The true tabernacle, not made by man. Abraham journeyed looking for a city whose builder and whose maker is God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God. We'll get to look at all those in as we continue in this story. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Now he says, a true minister of the sanctuary and of the true tabernacle which the Lord erected. Now, which tabernacle did God erect? Which one? We've seen it. Which one? Which church is that? Which one? The believers, right? They called out once, right?
Yes.
Did you understand? Did you get that?
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So let's read. That is the tabernacle God made.
Yes.
Jesus said so. Right? I'll build my church. I'll found my church. I'll establish my church. I'll establish my tabernacle. I'll establish my sanctuary.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Okay. Now, would the Lord erected or not, man? Verse 3. For every high priest is appointed to offer gifts and sacrifices, therefore it is necessary that this one also have something to offer. For if he were on earth, if Jesus were to be on earth, he would not be a priest, since they were priests who offer the gift according to the law, who serve as a copy. And, now the hand is not showing two things, but giving an explanation, right? Right? Okay. Kai. K-E. Anyone. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, and shadow of heavenly things. Meaning, now, what the high priest, or what the priest was to do on the earth, and the sanctuary was a shadow. Did you get me? Just not the real thing. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Okay, the word used is the word H-U-P-O-D-E-I-G-M-A. H-U-P-O-D-E-I-G-M-A. Hypodemia. Now, it's, hypodemia means, let me explain it the way I learned it. It means an event that points to a, now, is an event, but the event is pointing to something else that is real. Do you understand? A shadow. Now, because there's something else we're going to look at that is called pattern. We're going to look at that. He told Moses to make it according to the pattern. We're going to look at that word. It's different for hypodemia. Are you hearing me? Now, he says something pointing to another thing that is the real fact. Meaning, what the priests were offering on the earth under the law was not the real thing. Remember, Moses gave them the law because of the hardness of their heart. Christ was preached to them in the wilderness. How many of you believe that? Christ was preached to them and they did not receive it. Jesus said their heart was hardened. He said, Moses gave you the letter of divorcement because of the hardness of your heart. Are you hearing me? Hallelujah.
Amen.
So he was preached to them first, but because they rejected it, Moses gave them the law. They rejected it. Hallelujah. We saw that during the vigil. I guess it was during the vigil. While we're talking about the kinds of righteousness. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The word is like thee in the heart and in the mouth. The word of faith which you preach. Moses said that in Deuteronomy chapter 30 to the children of Israel. But they did not believe it. In chapter 4 of Hebrews, he said the word was preached to us as well as unto them. But they did not receive it because of disobedience. It was preached to them too. The same way it's been preached to us. Read chapter 4 of verse 1. Somebody should quickly read that.
Of entering into the rest.
Okay.
Any of us should seem to come short of it too. For unto us was the gospel preached.
Unto us was the gospel preached.
As well as unto them.
As well as unto them. If you read before then, you refer to who was talking to those in the wilderness. Hallelujah. It was preached to them. Hallelujah.
But the word preached did not profit them.
Did not profit them.
Not being mixed with faith.
Not being mixed with faith.
And then they had it.
Do you understand that? So meaning the gospel was preached to them. The same gospel was preached to Abraham. The Bible showed us in Galatians that God preached this gospel to Abraham. And Abraham believed and was counted for him as what? Righteousness. Now it was preached to them. Did you not believe? Why? Disobedience. And the Bible says Moses gave them the law, gave them the ordinances, gave them the Sabbath, gave them the priest as a shadow pointing to the real thing. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
So, meaning the priest, the work of the priest to offer up those things were not the real thing. The real thing is what he did for us and in us. Glory to God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Somebody once said, is that you learn by revelation or you learn by your own experience? So, the children of Israel learned by their own experience. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, Moses that gave them the law. Moses was not obligated. Moses, do you believe Moses didn't actually keep the law? He gave them the law, but he didn't keep it. The law wasn't for him. It was for them. He told them, he said, I know when I go, you will become hardened. Meaning when he died. Say, I know you become hardened, you go back to fallen God, you serve those things, and that. So what did Moses say? He said, now I write this law to you. And don't go back. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So shadows of things. Now, another place where the word is used is in John chapter 13, verses 18, talking about what Jesus did with the disciples. Hallelujah. The Bible says Jesus Christ removed the towel figuratively and washed their feet. Washed their feet. Washed their feet. When he was done washing, when he was washing their feet, Peter said, Master, I'm not worthy for you to wash my feet. And he said, if I don't wash your feet, I mean, no, he who I did not cleanse. He used that word, he who I did not cleanse has no part in me. Hallelujah. He didn't say who I did not wash his feet. He said, who I did not clean. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Amen. So therefore, Jesus Christ did that, and he pointed, the Bible says, it is a shadow, in verse 18. Do you understand that? Of what he did for us. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He says, this thing I've done as an example for you. Do you understand? It's an example for you. Nicodemus. Also, we'll find many other things. Hallelujah.
Man.
Now, when Moses gave them the building, the tabernacle, it was because their unbelief. Now, what he gave them as the tabernacle was to point to the real tabernacle. I've always said that I just remember one old message, very old. And the same way to all, I want to say this, all our devotionals that we printed and had before now, I am calling it all back today. I hear me? I'm calling all of it back. So therefore, don't read them anymore. I hear me? Don't read them anymore. Don't use them in your devotional or in your study for now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We are going to be working on new devotionals from next year for us. Do you understand? I'm going to work on them. But the ones we have before now, can they retract it? I'm saying that it's loud so that every other person in every other branch would hear and do. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
So I and Pastor Kubi, in charge of publicity, we're going to talk about that. Publications, and we'll talk about that and we'll look at it critically. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God. I called them back. Pastor Smart called it back. Hallelujah. We let it out, we're calling it back. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Okay, let's go ahead. So it's actually pointing to a real thing. It's not the real thing. Hallelujah. Let's read ahead. I would love to read the John chapter 13 without lost time. Right? I want to cover this up because this is what I want to cover. Hallelujah. Okay. Shadow of things of the heavenly things. As Moses was divinely instructed when he was about to make the tabernacle, he said, see that you make all things according to the pattern shown you on the mountain. Meaning, what Moses saw, or what Moses gave them, was not what was shown to him. Moses was to make it in the pattern. Was a shadow of what Moses saw. Moses saw the real tabernacle. Do you understand me? Moses saw the real tabernacle. And in the real tabernacle, he saw the priest. Who is the priest? Jesus is the high priest. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Did you see that? That is the real tabernacle. Now, who is the tabernacle? We are not the structure. Did you get that? Hippodemia, pointing to the written. We are. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And in that sanctuary, they offer up sacrifices, which is the blood yearly. Hallelujah. Jesus, the Bible shows us, once and for all, entered once. Hallelujah. He entered once and offered that sacrifice once. Where did he enter? Our hearts. Where is he? He's in me. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Said to purge their conscience of dead works. Glory to God. He's in me. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So we have, look at Acts of Apostles chapter 7. The disciples were strong about it. They were strong about it. Because, you know, the Jewish people never took away the tabernacle of their mind. So the disciples were strong about it. They were very strong about it. The temple is us. It's not the... Glory to God. You know,
Hallelujah.
Jesus, before we look at that, let's look at 1 and chapter 1, verse 29. I want to show something from John 1, 29. Let's get to John chapter 1, verse 29. Okay, I'm there. Glory to God. Okay, not 29, chapter 2, sorry. Chapter 2. From verse 16. Now Jesus was in the temple. Now they were doing much and that. And he said to those who saw doves. Okay. Glory to God. Glory. He said, take these things away. Do not make my father's house a house of merchandise. A house of merchandise. Second Corinthians, Paul said, we are not of them that peddle the world. We are not of them that retail the gospel. So the house of God is not the house of merchandise. Hallelujah. Yeah. Offer the gospel without charge. So I'll receive 100%. No. Go and do that to MMM. Not in the church. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Don't confuse the brethren. What I mean, don't confuse. Don't take advantage of the issues they are going through to peddle the world. To retell it. Paul said, we are not of them that place charge on the gospel. Come and receive 10 times of my anointing. No. Come and sow. Come and tap into the anointing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
To tap anointing. Keep tapping. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Don't pay you. Look, Jesus said, my father's house is not a house of merchandise. Meaning not a house of buying and selling. Glory to God. Now, some of you say he was referring to that temple. Let's see what he was really referring to. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And the disciples remember that it is written, zeal for your house has eaten me up. You remember that word from that word is actually from Psalms. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Psalms chapter 69, verse 9. Now he says verse 18. And the Jews answered and said to him, what sign do you show us since you do these things? Jesus said, verse 19. And Jesus answered and said to them, destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up. He touched them well. You know when you say you touch somebody well? Hey! They had so much high respect for the temple because Moses gave it to them. They saw glory come on the temple. Moses gave them that temple. Oh! He said he would destroy it. And let's look at what he spoke of. Verse 21. But he was speaking. Look at what the Jews said. Then the Jews said, it has taken 46 years to build this temple, and you will raise it up in 3 days. What nonsense are you saying? Look at what 21 answered. Said, but he was speaking of the temple of his body. Did you see? What are the meant of physical temple? The temple of his body, who we are. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So they had struck. So Jesus was saying that was pointing to the reality we are. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because he knows those guys have strict. They have so much respect for temple. Temple. Say, altar. Hey, altar. Come and touch the altar. The reason why that place is altar is because you are there. Where you live is no altar. Everywhere you go is altar. Because you are the altar of God. How long is God? Let's take it like that for today. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Lastly, Acts of Apostles chapter 7. Quickly, this is where I'm going to round up. Hallelujah. Acts of Apostles chapter 7. Here's what this young man is saying. Oh. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Woo. Verse 44. Our fathers and the had the tabernacle of witness in the wilderness. This is our father had it in the wilderness as he appointed, instructing Moses to make it according to the what pattern that he had seen, which our fathers having received in turn, also brought with Joshua into the land possessed by the Gentiles, whom God drove out before the face of our father unto these days of David. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Who found favor before God, verse 46, and asked to find a dwelling place of God for the God of Jacob. verse 34. But someone built him a house. Someone built him a house. Let's see, verse 49. Heaven is my throne. Now, in Isaiah, you see, after someone was done building that house, you know, they destroyed it. Someone built the house. Now, look at what God said through the prophet. He said, heaven is my throne, and earth is my footstool. What house will you build for me? Says the Lord.
Amen.
Oh, what is the place of my rest? Has my hand not made all these things? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Look at verse 61. Your stiff neck and uncircumcised, and the uncircumcised in your heart. I mean, your stiff neck and uncircumcised in your heart and ears. You always resist the Holy Spirit as your father did. So do you. They resisted the Holy Spirit. That was why the tabernacle was given. Quickly run to that chapter 8 again. Let's look at something of Hebrews chapter 8. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hebrews chapter 8. Now, remember, Stephen said they resisted the Holy Spirit. They refused to hearken to him. Now, look at what he said in chapter 8. Are you there? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Who glory to God?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Chapter 8. Okay, no. Chapter 9, verse 11. Say, but Christ came as the high priest of the good things to come, and a greater and more perfect tabernacle, not made with hands, and not of this creation. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Not with blood. Okay, look at verses 6. Now, these things had been thus prepared. The priest always went into the first part of the tabernacle performing services. Remember, I said it was a shadow. Hallelujah. But into the second part, the high priest went once a year. Jesus said that once for all. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Not without blood, which he offered for himself and for the sins committed in ignorance. Verse 8. The Holy Spirit indicating this. Why that was going on, the Holy Spirit was saying that the way into the holiest of all was not made manifest while the first tabernacle was standing. So this people was saying it. By the Spirit, by the prophet, it was said. That is not the real thing you're doing. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Of course, the hardness of their heart, Moses allowed it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Isaiah said, God does not dwell in temples made with hands. He doesn't dwell in temples made with hands. Even in the Old Testament, a prophet stood up and said, God doesn't dwell here. So stop looking here. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He doesn't dwell there. So take your hands off the church. Take your eyes off the cathedral. Hallelujah. Some people say, the Lord gave me a vision of how the church will be. According to Pastor Shelby, several people say, the Lord gave me a vision of how headquarters is going to be. Hey, what's your vision? Hallelujah.
Amen.
The church is we. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Remember, you see, several believers have this funny issue. You cannot know. See, God will not show you. Listen to this. I have always said this years before now. God will not show you anything beyond your revelation about him. The reason why you still keep having dreams when you are fighting like an open hand, you are stammering inside your dream. Hallelujah. It's nothing. You see, don't allow anybody make merchandise off you. Don't allow people make money off you. That dream means you need to go and bounce inside the River Jordan. Not travel from here to River Jordan. No. Hallelujah. Let's go to revelation. That's why some people will keep fighting and fighting, never winning in their dreams. Today, dog chase you. Tomorrow, elephant. Next tomorrow, chimpanzee. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Always chasing you because of your revelation. Because of your revelation. Hallelujah.
Amen.
What revelation do you have about him? What truth have you come to know about him? You're always fighting and going to battle. We are in battle in this world. Why would you be having battle?
Yeah.
The battle is great, though.
Yeah.
You will keep having battles because you are in battle in this world. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Do you understand that?
Exactly.
The revelation is important. It's very important. What revelation do you have about it? God showed me in a vision. We're going to have 30, 20. There's a church, they have 24 elders. 24 elders. Then if you are in week, years back, you now say 12 are the apostles, apostolic elders, 12 are the prophetic elders. Hallelujah! Ignorance gone on rampage. Hallelujah!
Amen.
Do you understand that? What revelation about it? Amen. Some people will keep having dreams and they keep seeing lions. Ah! The lion tribe of Judah. I did not see lion. What I saw is lamb. A lamb tribe of Judah. Ah, in my vision, I saw one big city, the land was there, tribe of Judah. And I began to struggle to enter the gates. The gates were so narrow. What is your revelation about me? Watch what you know. The moment you begin to know the right thing, watch your dreams. It begins to change. That's why the right message is important. You can't tell me you've been attending Operation Kill the Devil every night, Operation Sweep every night, every Friday night. Operation G with the devil, and you will not keep. You will not tell me after you've done it for 1 year, you will not keep fighting the devil. Your revelation. But once you come to the truth, hallelujah,
we'll
pass that level. Hallelujah, it's done away with. It. Hallelujah. The devil is the minutest thing for the believers. Hallelujah. You don't have such stress. Hallelujah. I live a wonderful believer's life. Less of stress. I control the kind of words that I receive. You can tell me 1 million things, but I don't take it. I control it very well. And I don't feel perturbed. I don't let anything get into me. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I'm born with God.
Oh, God.
So whenever you give me any news contrary to the message, I look at it. Greater is he that is in me. Hallelujah. I fear not. Greater is he that is in me. That is what is important. The greater one lives in me. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Like now, I just hear the Bible. When we're small, say, hey, Bible. You see, people have missed a lot of things. Say, I was cleaning. I saw somebody burn the Bible and went to hellfire. Go and change your thoughts. Are you hearing me? So, who are the church? When we come together, we are seen to as the church. So the church is individual and we together. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Did you get that?
Yes,
when we are together, we are called a church. Individually, we are the church because we are all members of his body. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We are members of his body.
Yes.
We are the church. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, what is this thing? This is just a place where we meet. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So, I'm not going to church. I am the church going to fellowship with other brethren. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And the church going to fellowship. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Do you understand that? Do you understand that? How many of you are blessed? How many of you are blessed? Okay, talk to somebody and tell the person what you learned today. Hallelujah. Tell somebody what you learned today.